Chapter 15, A Spirit of Error, Part 3, Montanism. We have endeavored to tell you very simple about Gnosticism and about Marcion. But with that I am not finished yet with the consideration of the various errors which have crept into God's church, because there have been so many errors that I cannot discuss them all. Yet I want to mention something about one more error. I will again try to be as plain as possible. Just pay attention. In those days, the Roman Empire was ravaged by terrible calamities. Bloody wars were being fought. Besides, terrible pestilences broke out everywhere. Thousands and ten thousands died of those terrible pestilences. Men and women, children and gray-haired ones were carried to the grave. Many thought that now it would not be very long before the Lord Jesus would appear upon the clouds of heaven. Had not the Lord Jesus foretold that in the last days there would be wars and rumors of wars? According to many, those times had now come. Had not the Lord Jesus foretold that pestilences would break out? Well then, was not that word being fulfilled now? The plague prevailed everywhere. Thus, it would not be long ere the judgment day would dawn. A bishop in a large city predicted that the Lord Jesus would appear within a year. The people no longer went to work in the field. No sowing and cultivating nor planting was done any more. That was no longer necessary, was it? Man would not harvest that which had been sown, to be sure. In Syria, a bishop and his entire church went into the wilderness, for there, in the wilderness, they would wait for the Lord Jesus. And yet, all those people have been mistaken, because the Lord Jesus did not come then. The years came and passed on in endless rows, and nothing happened. That has been ages ago already, and yet the Lord Jesus has not come. We do not know when this shall be. Even the angels in heaven do not know that. But one thing we do know, that day shall come. Unexpectedly, suddenly. For that reason the Lord Jesus has said, "What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." In those days the city of Papusa was situated in the center of Asia Minor. Also in that city a Christian church has come into existence. Wonderful things happened in those days in that city, Papusa. There lived Montanus. Only a short time before, he had gone over to Christianity. Before that, he had been a heathen idol priest. He had bid farewell to the service of the idols, and now he was a member of the Christian church at Papusa. Come, we will go to the home of Montanus. Behold, there he sits in the room. He speaks about the dark times in which they are living. He speaks about the bloody wars which are being waged and the terrible plague which is raging. But just look once. How strange he acts. He begins to speak louder, louder, and ever faster. The perspiration stands in beads on his brow. His whole body trembles and shakes. Suddenly he rolls off the chair and bounces down upon the ground. His arms and his legs are in convulsions. Finally he lies still, completely unconscious. Perhaps his friends have tried to bring him around again with water. And sure enough, their efforts are successful. He raises his eyes in astonishment, stands up, and sits down again. Then he tells them that the Lord Jesus has called him to cleanse the depraved church. His friends listen very respectfully. At another time, he tells them that he has seen all sorts of strange sights and wonderful visions. Of course, Montanus is a great and important man. At least, he thinks that of himself. It is through the Holy Spirit who works so powerfully in him that each time he falls down unconscious. At least, that is what he makes the people believe. And they believed him too. What a pity. All that which Montanus related was not true. It was not the Holy Spirit which worked in him, but he was a prey of the devil, who made him believe all those things. He also began to predict the future. Then he said, "No, it won't be long now. Really, it won't be long now. The Lord Jesus may appear at any moment upon the clouds of heaven. Christ is coming upon the clouds. Soon, very soon, the day of judgment shall be there." Yes, Montanus can say that easily now, but the Lord Jesus has said that no one knows when that day shall be there. We read in the Revelation of John that the new Jerusalem shall descend from heaven. Montanus said, "Well then, the Lord has revealed to me that the new Jerusalem shall descend in my dwelling place, in Pepuza. For that reason, all believers must come to Pepuza." And do you know what was most sad? This doctrine was also believed by thousands. Two women who claimed to be prophetesses supported him. Everywhere Montanus told that he was the true comforter which had been promised by the Lord Jesus. Yea, everything which Montanus said was so important that his words were above the Bible. Because the Lord Jesus would soon come upon the clouds of heaven, the church had to be holy. Montanus demanded that Christians must fast often. He demanded that everyone that was unmarried must remain unmarried, for that was better. When a man lost his wife or a woman lost her husband, then they were not allowed to marry a second time. And if persecutions arose, then they had to seek the martyr's death. Behold, all those wonderful things were proclaimed by Montanus. Naturally, you have realized long already that Montanus erred. It is true, the Lord Jesus shall come upon the clouds of heaven. But when, no one knows, and that the new Jerusalem would descend into Pepuza was his invention. Yet, many believed the teachings of Montanus. Many honored him as a great prophet, not only in Asia Minor, but also in Europe, in Africa, and even in Rome, there were followers of Montanus. But the Lord has seen to it that the Church of God has finally rejected the teachings of Montanus. The bishops met together to discuss these things. They had meeting after meeting. We would say they had synod after synod. There the teachings of Montanus were discussed. And finally it was decided and established at those synods that Montanus was a false prophet, for the things which he told were not in the Bible. Then Montanus said, "The Bible? The Bible is far from finished. All that which I tell you must also be put in the Bible." Then the bishops shook their heads and answered, "No, Montanus, you are wrong. The Bible is complete. The Bible is finished. And all those things which you tell us are not true. God has watched over his church for its welfare. The teachings of Montanus finally disappeared. Also in this struggle, the church of the Lord has gained the victory. The Christians did not have it easy. Every time, they were terribly persecuted. Besides, all sorts of horrible errors crept in. But the persecutions were unable to destroy Christianity, and the errors have been rejected by God's church.